Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's your old buddy Rob Spiewak with the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to Monday. And right before we started today's podcast, a very mysterious message was received that we should go to this inside line. And we take you there right now.
Hello.
Hello.
Greetings, infidels.
What?
Guess who this is, a horse?
I couldn't possibly.
This is the man you supposedly killed.
Wow.
Is this?
I'm coming to you from my secret hiding place at the bottom of the ocean.
Oh,
I'm still alive.
This is Pablo.
That's really...
I'm at the bottom of the sea, but you cannot see me.
Why not?
Because if I showed my face, you'd see how bloody my forehead is.
How are you able to breathe?
I am in a special compartment at the bottom of the sea. Osama bin Laden will get vengeance against the infidels.
Where are you approximately, oceanographically speaking?
Well, if I told you that, I would have to kill you.
You can't kill me. You're in a compartment under the sea.
Like they said, they killed me. I found my secret hiding place at the bottom of the ocean when they dumped my body.
I see.
Do you always keep your scuba gear next to bed?
I keep scuba gear and also my special jetpack next to whatever safe house I happen to be in.
And the reason we don't know this is because whenever we see you, you're in those beautiful flowing robes.
That's right, lovely flowing robes with my Kalashnikov rifle in my belly. I'm here to say this is such a special day for me. All of the celebrations thinking that I was killed, but in fact, here I am hiding at the bottom of the ocean.
You're on the very bottom.
I'm at the very, very bottom. I can tell you that.
Can you describe the scenery around you?
I looked at, hey, look who walked by.
Who?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh.
No, I did not watch that infidel cartoon from you heathens. Allah will make sure that all of you, each one of you infidels, dies a death of 1,000 times what mine was.
I understand that you've had a hell of a night.
Well, I was so rough.
I think it's great that you're keeping your sense of humor.
I don't want to tell you.
What's
boy,
that?
Oh boy, I swear to God. First of all, the Capitals lose.
Yes.
Oh, you're a hockey fan.
And
wow.
Then I catch a bullet in the head.
Oh. Were you watching them on Versus?
Yeah, I love Versus. Only when Joe Beninati's doing it.
You know what? I found out he's an infidel.
He is a terrible... All the hockey players are infidels. Are you kidding me?
Not Craig Lachlan.
So I'm down here at the bottom of the ocean. You think you killed me, but I have special pills that brought me back to life so I could call the Mike O'Mara Show.
As you should. It's amazing. What's the internet connection like down there? Because clearly you didn't have one in your compound.
No, I didn't have one in my compound. I worked exclusively by courier, and we all see how that worked out for me.
Yeah.
So this time, I've got a special security line from the bottom of Davy Jones' locker all the way to Mike O'Mara's house in Manassas, Virginia.
How is the security at the bottom of the sea?
No need. It's just me.
So you don't have a young lady to use as a human shield down there?
I do not have a young lady to use as a human shield, and no one could possibly hold their breath that long.
What type of bikes did your couriers ride? Because I always enamored in the big cities. You know that they have Schwinn's. They have very expensive bicycles. What do they have over there? Scooters?
They were Huffies.
Oh.
Really?
Exclusively Pakistani Huffy bikes.
Wow.
That's what they would ride to me. And I don't have any security down here, and I'm on an exclusively seafood diet.
I understand.
You know how that works, right?
Yes.
When I see food, I eat it.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children. The American people did not choose this fight. It came to our shores and started with the senseless slaughter of our citizens. After nearly 10 years of service, struggle, and sacrifice, we know well the costs of war. These efforts weigh on me every time I, as Commander-in-Chief, have to sign a letter to a family that has lost a loved one, or look into the eyes of a service member who's been gravely wounded. So Americans understand the costs of war. Yet, as a country, we will never tolerate our security being threatened, nor stand idly by when our people have been killed. We will be relentless in defense of our citizens and our friends and allies. We will be true to the values that make us who we are. And on nights like this one, we can say to those families who have lost loved ones to Al-Qaeda's terror, justice has been done.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world, from the Cappy Piper Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Monday, May 2nd, 2011. Remember that date, ladies and gentlemen. The day that it was announced that we got him. We're over 6 million downloads, and we are still growing.
6.5 now.
Yes, 6.5 million.
Is it really? Yes.
Wow. Just had a little meeting with Mr. Ronick before the show. So, so happy about how much you're supporting this show, and we are so,
thanks,
so
guys.
Grateful for that. Want to tell you about a way you can support us this week, and this is like so many other programs we have on this show. We want you to go to Pro Flowers. Your mom likes the thoughtful you the best, so get her some flowers for Mother's Day. It's very simple. All you have to do is go to our website. You click the Pro Flowers ad, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
No code, no nothing,
no
right?
No code, no nothing, you have less than a week.
Yes.
You want to get your mom some flowers for Mother's Day. You want to help the show at the same time. It's real easy. You click on Pro Flowers. You send her those flowers. You do it through our website. We get credit for it.
Yep.
We make some money out of it.
Right.
That's how we monetize the show. It's real simple. We have an honest relationship with you, the people that listen to this. That's how you support us. So if you go to Pro Flowers and you get the flowers there, that helps us. Just $19.99, you can get a beautiful arrangement along with a free glass vase and other specials as well. So thanks to Pro Flowers.
Wow. Yep.
For teaming up with us, and thanks to you for ordering your flowers from Pro Flowers.
Every time you hear that, it makes me regret what I bought my mom for Mother's Day this year. I don't think it was a great gift.
What'd you get her?
An extension cord.
Why did you get her an extension cord?
I just thought, you know, it's useful. Like, flowers are so temporary.
You're such a romantic.
Now I think it was a nice, it's an orange one.
You know, of course,
indoor and outdoor.
And then she opened it and she said, Rob, you're a good son.
She says, I like the thoughtful you.
You are a very good son.
Yes,
well,
I am.
Here we are, the day after the announcement last night when I was in dreamland because I went to bed at 10:45,
yeah.
And I immediately went out because I was wiped out after the weekend. What a day it is today. This is a very, very special day, and I think this Friday we will probably take some more of your phone calls, and I'd love to hear
mm-hmm.
your reactions on Friday's show and see how you felt with this news that this terrorist, Osama bin Laden, was taken care of by U.S. Special Forces, finally killed, and just a minute. Do you want to say something? You were sitting there like
I was going to ask
something.
You if you actually were up last night to hear the news.
No, sound asleep.
Me too.
Rob had turned in early last night. Oscar Santana, on the other hand. Oh, by the way, Buzz is on vacation this week. We may put a call. He is not Rob. It's Osama bin Laden.
What's that? No, I'm so confused. I woke up and I had a dozen emails.
There's no connection here.
It's Osama bin Laden.
All I know is that a helicopter was spotted in Fairfax late last night. It stalled.
No,
there was a loud explosion.
Behave yourself.
He had a few bites of cake.
Behave yourself.
And no one has heard from him since.
He's doing fine.
It's all over the internet.
Mark, you talked to him, right?
I did.
He's doing all right?
He's doing great.
He's on vacation. He's in Florida, right?
He's in Florida. I just texted with him. He was on the phone with his insurance agent.
Ah, very good.
Yes.
How's that? Well, leave it to Buzz to take the day off the biggest news story of perhaps two decades.
Yeah.
And Buzz is on vacation.
Now,
that's Buzz, though.
He's
that's
in
Buzz.
Florida?
He is.
Which clinic?
So, yesterday,
so you were up
I was
and
up
you,
and I was going to call you. You should know that there was a dramatic pause and a push of a button and a push of cancel because I figured it's not like you're going to wake up at 10 a.m. and say, what happened?
I
knew that you were going to wake up at 3 a.m. and see everything.
Yeah, and I got it, and then it was...
Do your producer have the story for you when you got to work?
Oh, yeah, no. I heard it on the radio.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I heard it on that radio station everybody listens to.
Oh, The Edge.
Yes, The
what
Edge.
What was your feeling, your first reaction?
Yeah, I heard it from the Tom Groom show.
What was your first reaction? I think that's important.
Osama's dead. Here's heart.
I think that there is a roller coaster of emotion as far as how you're supposed to really express your happiness around this, or not necessarily celebration, because while death you know, regardless of who it may or may not be, affects different people.
It does.
There is a sense of almost closure, mm-hmm. which really it isn't. I can't speak for the families of September 11th. I was 23, and I remember waking up, and I thought they were bombing Beirut. And then I said, wait a second, that's New York City.
Right.
You guys were in New York City when this all went down.
The sense of closure, it seems right now the immediate thing, and it shocked me.
I went into a state of, I'm driving on the road at 4:30.
Right.
And I went into a state of complete and total, the best way I can describe
yes.
it, I wasn't even in my car. Yeah. I was just somewhere else. I was deciphering this.
It was so huge. It's so unexpected.
I went into a memory mode where I remembered all the stuff that we had dealt with up in New York City when Rob and Buzz and myself were all up there. And then I was very shortly thereafter snapped out of that on Route 234 right here in Manassas mm-hmm. by the blue lights that were in back of my car.
Oh, wow. Mm.
And I was just, I didn't care.
Big fans?
I didn't care.
Wanted to congratulate you on another great week.
I won't say what jurisdiction we're talking about with the officer, but he came over. And I said, I said, I'll be honest with you. I have no effing idea how fast I was going because I just heard this news, and this is about the greatest news I've heard in a long time.
Was the officer aware of it?
He was aware of it,
okay.
And he smiled, and as soon as he smiled, I said, maybe, and then he looked and he said, Don and Mike, and as soon as he said that, fortunately, everything was cool. We commiserated a little bit. And
didn't correct him that you're not on that show anymore?
He didn't. I didn't want to enlighten him to say that I do a radio show with another guy and
every
a podcast
on
with all the guys.
That's right.
I didn't want to say that. I was so just flooded with the memories and with just deciphering this. Then as soon as I was still, when I got on the air this morning mm-hmm. at 5:20, I was still in that decipher
that raw emotion.
Mode.
Mm-hmm.
And I got out and I made the announcement. Jesus Christ, I'm going to do it again like a baby. I made the announcement and it really, really moved me.
Well,
because
you got a lot. You had a lot. You had a big weekend.
I did. But you remember that time New York? We were the difference between us and a lot of people. We were up there in that city and we saw what happened with our own eyes, and it just felt this amazing closure. Everybody's reacting to this the same way with going USA, USA, USA. And everybody is delighted and pleased as I am. But it is a feeling of this justice being done for those people up there that were murdered by this bastard. And to have all the memories, Rob, of the fire engines coming down the street.
I remember the exact moment you're going to speak of.
Yeah. Do you remember we were at the Italian joint?
It was on like 6th and 58th.
And it was part of the three restaurant chain, that we used to eat at.
And we gave thumbs up to the officers on that fire truck.
They came by, Oscar, and they were on the trucks. They were head to toe in dust. Every firefighter, they were on the backs of these fire engines, and it was morning, noon, and night.
Yeah, it was.
You heard the sirens going for the first couple mm-hmm. of days. It was nonstop because these guys were getting through, and the city just transformed. And once everybody that was basically trapped in Manhattan,
which
we were, you know, you were sitting there. Nobody was going anywhere. You weren't going in and out of the city. And people that would be at restaurants, and it happened a couple of times after that, you'd applaud.
Wow. Felt so good.
The firefighters
it
when they
felt
come
so
up.
Good.
And they were down there dealing with that. The first night that we had done the show was 7 hours in a studio, 7 or 8 hours we had been on the air, correct? Something like that?
We went on shortly after the tower fell because, frankly.
I thought we got both towers that went down. I thought we went on shortly the second plane went in.
After the second hit. That's
after
what
the,
I should have said.
We went on second. We went
the
shortly
morning
after
man
that.
Was not really equipped to handle that event.
Who was that?
I have Scott Farrell.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that who it was?
Yeah. And
oh my God.
It was at the era when that
oh my God.
Remember the consultant
that guy babbity bob.
The consultant would put on his monitor, "You're going to be fired." They were really just working this guy horribly.
Right.
And it was not really his style of radio.
Right.
So once we realized the magnitude of what was going on, you and Don stepped in and went from whenever that second hit was until 3 p.m. or a little after.
Yeah, and it was just a mind-blower. And just to recap that particular day, because a lot of people are doing that today, I remember Don went wherever, like he used to. He went to his house or wherever, his apartment or wherever. And all of us went across the street and went into, was it the Essex house that we went to? Did you come with us?
Yes, it was. And it was in
was
the
it
lobby.
The Essex house
they had
that
TVs
we went to?
In the lobby. It was in the
and
Essex
Rob
house.
And I, of course, were thinking one thing.
Pow.
Alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please get us a drink. Get us a drink and get us a and we went in and began to pound.
Mm. Yeah.
And I remember walking into the Essex house and seeing that it's so great to have you here, Rob, because you can help me fill in the blanks with this story because I tell this story a lot. And that lady, that Southern lady that had ordered some kind of foo-foo dessert or something like that, and it was just oblivious. They were eating like a little dessert or something, and I remember looking over and going, how can they eat?
It seems to me it was tiramisu.
It was like some weird
something
thing.
Something like that, and just totally not into
the gravity of
the situation.
And the thing is, Oscar, we were in New York, but you could be in New York and not living this. And we'd lived it for 8 hours. We had been broadcasting it, taking the calls from people that had people in the towers. Mm-hmm. And this lady, and I'm like, what the F? And then they came over later. We had two chairs in our little pit group of people in this bar, this lounge that we were in, that were free. And she said, are those taken? I said, yes, they are.
Yeah.
I was so pissed at this lady. I was so mad. Then everybody broke up after a while and went their separate ways. And I
spent some hours with Peter Jennings, and you took a walk.
I took a 64-block walk.
Wow.
Because I will not pretend I'm any kind of hero, partly because of the alcohol fueled, but partly because I didn't want to go back to my hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to. I wanted to help because we'd been talking about
that.
That was really
the feeling. We wanted to do something. We didn't know what. We didn't know what we could do.
So 64
but we just wanted to do something.
Blocks through neighborhoods you would not walk through normally by foot.
Yes.
And I got down there, and I remember walking up to a white shirt, one of the lieutenants that was there, and saying, I'm here to volunteer. He said, sir, we've got 10,000 professionals on scene.
Right.
We don't need any volunteers. Turned around, walked 64 blocks back to my hotel. I just... you know, it was a surreal time. And
I can add something to the surreal feeling of the day. And this was the night of 9/11. And I'm not a New Yorker by any stretch of the imagination, but we got to know our sort of, I don't know, 8 or 10 blocks where we were. We got to know it pretty well. We were not far from Times Square.
Right.
And we went through a lot that night. And I remember there were talks of attacks further in the city. They were reporting everything. And I was really at one point braced to leave and run into Central Park because I didn't know what was going on. Finally, they got all that quelled and it was fine. And I realized it was like, you know, midnight. And
we didn't know whether it was going to be nuclear.
No.
Whether it was going to be another.
I remember they say they've hit government and military in the Pentagon.
Do you remember the hotels that they had moved me out of and into?
No, I don't.
They'd moved me from that great Parker Meridian
Hotel,
where CBS used to have a contract, so we stayed there.
For some of the talent they did. I was at Casa de Band-Aid.
The important talent.
The important talent was in the big hotel. They had moved me into the Essex House.
Oh, so that's why we went there. I didn't know why we were there.
That's why we went there.
Okay.
On Central Park, and the only thought I had when I went up to my room was, well, Central Park, it's all this open space. It's a perfect opportunity. All I was thinking about was being in a building that was going to be hit by a jet.
Well, I remember you saying...
Both at work and at the Essex House.
They hit international trade with the World Trade Center.
They hit the World Trade. They hit the military with
the military
Pentagon.
And the Pentagon. You're
the
thinking,
next is media.
Well, the next would be media, and we're where 1010 Winds is.
They're going to hit 30 Rock, and they're going to hit the building with the all-news station
but
in
anyway,
New York City.
It was midnight. We were all just totally out of our minds. I couldn't sleep, so I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a walk. And it was still hot. It was a hot day and a hot night, and I walked to Central, not to Central Park, to Times Square. And I will never forget this as long as I live. I sneezed and I got an echo. That's how quiet the city was that night. And you're talking midnight, Times Square. Times Square doesn't sleep.
Right.
There's always cars. There's always people. It was deserted.
Right.
And I sneezed.
The night of 9/11.
Yeah. And I heard it come back to me and I said, whoa, that's wild.
It was freaked.
It was freaky.
So there's certainly a flurry of emotions here. A couple of things.
All the memories come back.
A couple of things that really stand out to me about just hearing the news yesterday. I was young. I was 23. I thought I really had a good international vibe, on our end, locally here in the Washington, D.C. area. It was tough. It was tough when you just driving to work, and then they tell you not to come to work because they're just doing all broadcasts, whatever you usually did. And I was like an intern at a rock station. It really didn't matter. But for my father, who worked right next to the State Department, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
And people, and I had friends who worked on Capitol Hill, and they were, you know, calling. There was no tweeting or Facebooking. They were calling, and you couldn't get through to people's phones.
Oh, you couldn't get a cell.
The lines were jammed.
8:30 came down, going to the Brooklyn Diner at the bottom of our building at 56th and 6th.
That's about right. Yeah.
And the Brooklyn Diner was located in the building, in the bottom of our building where the radio station was. And first thing I do, I believe it or not, I was working out. I did a workout, took a shower, and then came out of the building. First thing to the cell phone, I'm going to call one of my wives. And and I dialed, and there was it wasn't just dead. It was like nothing was happening.
Nothing
right?
was happening.
There was no like electronic activity.
That's
it was weird.
That's another thing that I tend to forget, and it's coming back to me
cell
now.
Phones were just, they were useless. They were functionless.
Not only was it weird to be in New York when it happened, it was horrifying to not be with your family. Mm-hmm. Carrie has no idea the layout of the city. And when this story broke, Carrie was actually with Julia. We didn't have Robert yet. Julia and her sister Michelle were in Western Iowa visiting her dad.
Yes.
So there was no way to get in touch with them. I couldn't get a phone line out. I mean,
we all hung with each other as part of the crew. But it was, I remember, one of the most desperately lonely times I've ever had in my life.
Oh, my God. And then trying to get in touch also because Big Daddy was not requiring the assistance he would ultimately require.
Right.
But he was still at that point 86 years old at home alone. Both of us are away. And I'm trying to let them know that I'm alive because they don't know what's going on in New York City.
That's all we cared about was letting people in the close to us know that we were alive.
I got a total of 3 phone calls out that entire day. After consistent trying on landlines and cell phones.
Wow. And we did it. I did all mine from the radio station.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got all mine out from the radio station.
My father, who never or rarely travels for work, he happened to have gone to New York that weekend, to the city, to the World Trade area, the World Trade Center area.
This is why we call him Mr. Lucky.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, you know, instantly when that happened, when the first plane struck.
Right.
I panicked because I just said to myself, you know what? Here's a guy who never travels on business. He's right there in the area. He's going to be there. Like I knew it. It turned out he was on his way in. He was on the bridge. He saw smoke from the city coming up. So they turned around and he went back to Long Island, but I couldn't get in touch with him for most of the day.
So really a matter of moments separated him from actually on site.
He was not in one of the towers, but he was in one of the buildings around the towers the day before. So
many people, when you have this much loss of life, when you have thousands of people lose their lives that lost their lives on 9/11, so many people can tell stories like Mark just said.
Yep.
So many people were connected to that. And it's just amazing. What I wanted to point out about where we were, you know, people say, you were in Manhattan on 9/11. I said, yes, I was. It really, if someone hadn't told us that it happened,
we wouldn't have known.
We would not have known because it's not like it's a small city. It's a pretty large city. And we are on the Upper West Side when this happened down in Lower Manhattan.
I had a friend that worked in Lower Manhattan. I remember... I finally got in touch with her, I think 2 days later, because we didn't know what was happening. And she said, Oscar, I got to tell you that I was on my way to work and I had gotten into work. And when you walk into some of these like really fancy lobbies, you see all the news stations and the cameras and this and that.
Right.
And she said she looked over to the security guard, said, what's going on? And the guy said, I don't know, some Cessna ran into
number one.
I remember that.
That's what they said to me in the Brooklyn Diner. For people that don't remember this, that was the initial report.
Small, like, single-engine plane.
Yes.
And I remember blowing it off the first time they said,
somebody flew. Were you upstairs already when the first plane went in?
When I try to reconstruct the day in my head, I was in the elevator when it hit. That's where I was.
I got to the Brooklyn Diner just after it had hit.
Yes.
And I remember, this is how I remember this, you know, bad service. I'm getting this waitress and I'm like, what? I just wanted some eggs and some bacon and what is taking so long here?
Daddy wants to eat.
And Daddy's hungry.
Yes.
And Daddy just got his workout. He gets his protein that he's supposed to eat now. And she came over. She goes, I'm so discombobulated. I apologize. My mom's in one of the buildings next to the towers. And I went, what?
Yeah.
Towers. He said, well, somebody, some private plane just flew into the towers. And I looked over that and I looked at there were guys watching it in that corner of the Brooklyn Diner where there's that little bar area.
Uh-huh.
And I was out of there. No breakfast for me. Went upstairs. That's wild, when we found out, you know, all the crap.
It's amazing every time they say we're nearing the 10th anniversary of it.
Right.
Because to me, it is so clear in my head. There are many things that have happened since then
right.
that seem like they're a million miles away. And this, to me, in many ways, seems like it happened yesterday. And in that case, it makes it weird for me to think this is before really smartphones. There were people that could go hours without finding out a news story like that.
Oh, absolutely.
That. Because, you know, you're not going to get a call. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get a tweet.
It's
you're not
a
going to get
different
a text. Mm-hmm. And it's just, God, it does seem like yesterday, but a whole different media era that we live in now.
We'll take a break and we'll talk to Oscar, because he was the only one that was up when this amazing story broke about Osama bin Laden. But happy day for the United States.
Indeed.
And a salute from the Mike O'Mara Show to our military forces and the people that got this job done. What a group we have. All right, we'll be right back.
Doing good thing in my life.
Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by the Big Duff 2. It's our annual golf outing. My God, it's what?
It's only 3 weeks, less
than three weeks away.
Wow.
Our golf outing is May 21st at Cameron Hills in King George, Virginia, but you need to sign up right away. Do it now. Have you checked in with our friend Jason?
Yeah, it's filling up fast.
Space is limited.
It is. Believe it or not, it really is.
Well, it is. Well, we're really not lying about that. It's a day of golf, prizes, and adult hijinks, followed by our end-of-the-world after-party at a secret location. Several packages are available, from the Spectator package to the Platinum package, which includes hotel and limo bus. To the after party. Click events at MikeO'MaraShow.com for details, or call Jason himself, our good buddy down at Cameron Hills, at 703-628-1343. This is in the middle of nowhere, and we're taking over the middle of nowhere for one entire day.
And so just so you know, there's been a lot of rumors on Facebook and even the MySpace. The secret party is not in a gated mansion in Abadagan. Or Abadagrud. What is the name of the place where he was?
Abadagan.
I
think, I don't know. Something
There's people over there making
compound.
Up names. It is. It is a beautiful compound.
Secret mansion with a compound.
Nice wall. Don't you build a wall like that for your house?
I might be putting a fence out front. A little white picket fence.
We'll still find our way in.
Wouldn't that look pretty?
Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are here. We are queer. We are happy that Osama is gone. And you, Mr. Santana, were the only one of our crew. I guess Mark was too. And RJ was coming back from the hockey game. Let's go, Caps.
Mm. Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Heartbreaker.
Give me a break. You were up for all the coverage last night. So how did it go down on the TV?
I feel like at 10:30, I saw a tweet. You know what it was? And if you're not on Twitter, basically just hit live updates on your phone. That's the bottom line from your friends and people that are watching. I guess the media did is they said that the president of the United States is going to address the country in 30 minutes at 10:30. So
now, when they came on and said that, did you have any inkling that there
was
something
going
on?
I had no idea. I thought they were going to talk about Libya, to be quite frank.
Do you have the audio from any of this stuff that went down last night?
I have the almost his entire speech.
Okay, you got the speech, anything like this is a special announcement.
No, I didn't. Right. I didn't get to
so
that.
So you're getting that they're going to address something, but since I knew that there had been a bombing in Libya, because I'm just kind of like an international politics nerd, I knew that maybe they were going to announce that Gaddafi had died or had been killed in this raid because one of his sons had been killed.
Right.
And I sat there and I said, well, this is strange. And then you get scared.
Yes.
Right.
You get scared where you wonder,
what the hell's going on?
Wait a second. I've never heard the president get on TV at 11 o'clock at night or 10:30 at night on a Sunday night. And then you start looking for, you start getting on the computer. People are tweeting
clues.
This and that.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, if this is bad news, there would be no appointment.
Right.
Say 10:30. They just break in.
They'd
and say,
come right out.
This
is in retrospect, you have to realize, they're setting you up for something you're gonna want to hear.
Now, do you have the first part of the speech?
I do.
Let me hear how it sounded at the very beginning when the president.
Epic.
So you're waiting for this.
Epic.
So you're sitting there and you said, the attitude that you have is that we have to watch the president right now.
10:30. He doesn't get on until like 11:33.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I believe this is how the speech began.
I believe.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world.
Is that how it started?
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children.
What's it like when you hear that?
Well, because they knew what had happened is when 10:30 hit and he wasn't out, I felt like either whoever's in charge of the press, the press secretary for the White House, or whoever was actually making these decisions had to say, we know what's up. So then the report started coming out that Osama bin Laden has reportedly been killed in an operation. So nobody really knew. So but for an hour, you've got Brian Williams and everybody else saying, this is the information we are getting right now.
So he goes on, he gets off.
No. Everybody had broken the news by 10:30 that Osama bin Laden had been reportedly killed.
Oh, by 10:30, yes. the story
because
was
out. He didn't come on. And I think that if the president probably could have come and talked about this, but there's also got to be some sort of briefing. I think by 10:30, if you don't walk out, you got to tell people what's happening.
I got the
because they're going to be worried.
I got the impression, now that I put the things sort of in order backwards, because it happened after I went
Were
to
you
bed.
Up watching it, Ronick?
I was, yes.
All
and
right.
The impression I got is that he had to come out and he had to do it, but also I think it was one of the worst kept secrets. Obviously, right. He's coming off a great. This is an epic weekend for the president. I don't
it's
say
a hell
epic.
Of a win.
Don't say epic like you do on Facebook. Right. I literally mean epic. I don't say literally like Oscar does. Yeah. Literally epic,
right.
Because he had great success. He looked great when he was down touring the tornado damage. I mean, that's not a great situation.
Right.
But he looked good doing it. Then he killed at the correspondents' dinner, and he gets to announce this. Well, apparently Tom Brokaw was on the Today Show this morning, and they call him and says, you're going to want to watch what the president says.
Right.
And he says, well, what can you tell me what it is? And he says, well, we can't tell you what it is, but you're really going to want to see it. And he says, well, can you give me a clue? And the White House says to Tom Brokaw, it's a guy we've been chasing for a long time.
God, did they really? And Brokaw said that.
Yeah, and that just,
it's a guy we've been chasing for a real long time.
They make Carrie, my wife, like look like a great secret.
But
keeper.
I also, they're it's, really stupid, but at the same time, maybe they really didn't care that they were leaking it a
well,
little
bit. Well, at that time,
you know?
Maybe.
I mean, I'm going to give you a simple example here.
Okay.
Is that, who's the White House correspondent? Is it Tim Russert?
Chuck Todd.
I'm sorry.
Not so much Tim Russert anymore.
Tim Russert's talking to Osama.
I got a lot
right
going
now.
On, yes. Right. So Chuck Todd gets on and he says,
you're probably not speaking.
He gets word from the newsroom.
Too soon.
He gets the word from the newsroom and they say, get to the White House press room now. BFD. Period. So that's the texts that are going out from people who say, you better get here now.
Right.
And mind you, we also believe that we live in a world of technology where they just flip on a camera and then everything's good to go.
Right.
You got to get the networks ready for this.
Yeah,
you have to.
They
prep
have to
them.
Make sure that everybody's on the same page. Everybody has the right access.
Right.
And we want to believe again. We want to believe that it's just a flip of a switch.
It's not.
Right.
It's not. So to gear up and do something of this magnitude is amazing. You talk about when the news breaks. There are people in this country, and if you don't think about connections and your networks, if you don't think they're important. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
My man, I said he'd be a big star, Rob.
He's your buddy.
That's right.
Apparently.
My buddy. F you.
Wrote on Twitter 45 minutes before the news of the death, I quote, damn proud to be an American. Somebody tipped The Rock off.
The Rock
off.
Knew, yeah.
45 minutes. What time did
before
he Twitter
Before the
that?
Announcement.
So 45 minutes before the announcement?
Yeah, before the announcement.
What time was that?
It says before anything broke on the news. He tweeted, damn proud to be
well,
an
Well, he's
American.
Connected. He still has, because not just Hollywood, but also wrestling friends.
Do you think he's maybe got, maybe, you know, these movies, these action movies have military consultants? Maybe he's
Hello,
on.
Hello, Dwayne.
Well, Hello if you, there.
I
you
saw,
know, that's
I,
what happened.
I saw Fast Five, which, by the way, made $83 million.
Right.
I saw the movie.
Wow.
Well worth the dollars.
Yeah, keep bettering yourself.
I watched something on pay-per-view this weekend. My God.
But
Hall Pass?
You, if
Land
what are you
of
doing?
Suck. I made a mistake and
what
I ordered
are you
it.
Doing?
It sucked. Oh,
I will say that within these movies that he's made before, the odds of him working with former Navy SEALs are probably high.
Yeah, but probably not. Probably not on game plan.
Clearly,
whatever. I don't.
But
even
know. I have a question movies. For Oscar, and this is yes. something that occurred to me. If I was a newsman, okay.
Yeah, but
if I was a newsman, if I woke up, I said, news.
All day long, I believe in him.
If
I sleep with Diane Sawyer.
Every
day.
I mean, the news cycle is pretty damn predictable nowadays. And by the time, you know, 60 Minutes is over on a Sunday night, the news cycle is over until 6 a.m. on Monday.
Get a pedicure with Katie Couric just for the people to see. Anyway,
but
I'm sorry.
What if Chuck Todd is counting on a soft night and has five martinis and goes to bed? I mean, do you ever think about that?
Well, they're human beings. Yeah. Of course they do that.
If you're not flying the plane, you're going to drink and have a good time.
You got to get to the White House briefing room, BFDs. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it.
I got to tell you, there's a couple key points. One is
Sunday night at 10:30 is a good time to drink.
When you live in Washington, D.C.,
right.
Well, first off, let me start in order here. So there was a back and forth of what's going to happen. You finally find out the president comes out and effing hits a grand slam.
It's the news. It's the best. It's the best TV time the president will ever have.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Once he's done with that, when you live in the city, just like when I lived in the city when he was elected. And there are certain times that you think, do I want to be a part of this?
Right. Do you want to be a part of the whole celebration?
You heard people just go outside and just say yes and like, you know, USA, like outside my building.
Right.
Trying to start chants or like people. Yep. And it's just, and that's when you really feel patriotic. And you sit there and you wonder, should I go down to the White House?
Right.
Is this something we should do?
This is tape of spontaneous chanting outside the White House.
Okay.
It happened. And, you know, I'm really tickled and happy and pleased with the outcome, just as these people are. But when I saw the chanters outside the White House, they look like mostly like students from GW.
Yes. Yeah,
right.
I hope
Sunday night, who's drinking on a Sunday?
Well, I hope not Chuck Todd.
I said to myself.
Caps fans, what, did the Caps fans go down there too?
Yeah.
Caps fans. Team didn't win,
now,
but the American team won.
Something to root for.
We were just talking about intoxicated news people.
Yes.
Buzz is on the line.
Oh, he is.
You want me to bring him in?
Yeah, let's listen
Please.
To Buzz.
Buzz.
All the way from Florida, we have Buzz Burbank on the line. He's not on the line?
No, I was ready to dial him directly.
No, he's on the line.
No, I have to connect.
All right, we're going to connect with Buzz
And
down
it comes
in Florida.
Up on the Skype fader.
These
yes?
guys.
Yeah, these two. These are the two. That's Mark Ronick and RJ Diaz, the non-broadcasters.
The Glimmer Twins.
Let me add this.
Yes.
That when you hear of this type of news, there is a part of you that thinks internationally. How is the international community going to respond?
Right.
And also you think really overall
connecting
about the...
Now.
Oh, my
connecting
God.
Now.
Please
huh?
just hang up the effing phone. What the hell is going on here? So you think about what this means for our international profile.
Right.
You think about what this means overall. What this means as Americans is that we don't give up.
Did you really hang up the phone?
No, he's there.
No, we don't give up and we continue fighting.
Right.
And if you really do us harm.
10 years.
We won't stop.
Right. 10
We won't stop.
Years. You know, it is.
That's my favorite aspect of the story, I think.
The fact that the due diligence that we kept grinding. I mean, relentless. And we were trying like
hell. Two administrations.
Yep.
Think
very
about
cool.
it. Think about it.
We got Buzz Burbank on the line. Buzzy in Florida. How are you?
Greetings from the home office.
Hey, how are you down there? The home
Great day to take a day off, Buzz. Anything going on we should know about?
Not that I know of. What? Why? Why? What have you heard?
How are you enjoying? How are you feeling, first of all?
Well, first of all, I feel great. I'm pleased to report that I think I'm over whatever it was I had and just in time to spend some time at the pool and relax and enjoy this pretty happy day for the U.S.
You know, do you feel, does part of your, that sounds weird. The Skype sounds a little weird, almost mm-hmm. like a little walkie-talkie going,
yeah.
Do you feel as a news guy that, no, Rob, the doctors have not given him 3 weeks.
Is he in Islamabad and not Florida?
I don't know where he is.
Abatagrad.
Buzz, do you feel as a news guy that, man, you wish you could be in the thick of this thing?
No, I don't know that there's much more to say at this point, although I am very curious about one report that I've heard today that Osama bin Laden's body has been disposed of in the Islamist tradition and that he was buried at sea. Both of those things not only don't seem to go together, but don't make a lot of sense to me right now. And so I'm eager to hear more about that.
The thing about it, Buzz, that makes very little sense to me is that we took the time to dispose of his body in the Islamic tradition. However, it is not in the part of the Islamic tradition to run in and shoot him. So somewhere there is a communication breakdown.
Well, I don't know if you've heard the breaking, the latest news, of course, Donald Trump demanding to see the death certificate.
That's the joke that's going around everywhere. So what did you have for breakfast this morning?
Let's see, I had a hard-boiled egg and some cereal and a banana and a fruit cup.
And what are you going to be doing with the rest of your afternoon?
I am sitting by the pool getting ready to rip off my shirt and jump in.
Oh, I thought you were going to rip something else off.
Can we hear that?
Are you down there with your lovely bride?
I am indeed.
And what are you with one of those swingers couples that you travel around the country to see?
Absolutely. We keep them. That's how we staff the home office here at Ocala, Florida. But
Buzz, you won't give the phone to Marsha and put it on speaker and do a cannonball into that pool?
No, I probably won't be doing that.
Okay, no, but Buzz, feel better. Yes, go ahead.
I was just going to say it's not that big a pool.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, it's one of those little ones like they have in back of the houses down there.
Exactly. You got it.
All right. Well, have a great time down there. How long are you going to be down in Florida?
All week long.
Oh, good. Enjoy. Get rested. And Rob, the doctors have not given him 3 weeks.
I'm just telling you, we're going to have two solid weeks even after he comes back.
It's going to be good.
Get the tribute ready.
Enjoy the rest of your holiday and USA, USA.
Absolutely. Congratulations, you guys. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great week.
All right.
Thanks,
take
buddy.
Care.
Bye, Buzzy.
That's Buzz
take
Burbank
care, bye-bye.
Reporting live. Yeah,
he's the only news man in America, Mike, that when asked, do you wish you were in the thick of things, he says, not really.
Really?
Like we're going to make him come back. Tell us what we want to hear.
He's a balloon head, isn't he? He is a balloon head.
No, I'm
perfectly capable of having my hard-boiled egg.
What else is there to report?
There's no water in the pool.
So when that all came up and you texted me this morning that Buzz is available.
Yes.
Buzz is available in case we need to.
For what?
Dot the I's and cross the T's.
To pour salt in the wound that he doesn't care about news?
No. He asked me to make sure to let Mike know that he would be available.
That's true.
If you had our news guy.
Any follow up questions about what kind of fruit was in the cup?
But do you get that our news guy doesn't care about the news, apparently?
Really, what I heard was here's
there it is.
When, you know, Buzz thinking three steps ahead, this is the way Buzz thought the conversation would go. Mike says, being a news guy, do you really wish you were in the thick of it? And Buzz says, I really do. Then Mike says, okay, then come back right now.
Is that how he thought?
I think that's probably, because I have to hope he's got at least a passing interest in it.
He's a dodo
bird. He does love it.
All right, we're going to take a break. We will come back and continue with this and more fun and more thrills.
No.
Thank you for joining us.
I'm in Florida.
Welcome back.
What more is there to say?
Well, brain dead. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our segment is brought to you by Netflix. It's just not movies. Episodes. Now, can I know this says this on here, but can I just say it's another segment? Because we're going to do this after this.
Of course. Whatever you want.
Thank you. Our segment is brought to you by Netflix. It's not just movies. Episodes of your favorite TV shows are available now on Netflix. Watch them on game consoles, computers, iPhones, iPads, and iPod Touches, or even on your TV. Now, for just $7.99 a month, for a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website, and we thank you in advance.
I used it Friday night to keep Robert off my back.
What did you get?
I got the, the new DVD player has the Netflix built in.
You know, that boy's all cured now. You take him outside and throw a ball with him instead of every waking hour watching that television.
Mike, what more is there to say?
There is, you know what? I want you to
change. It was late at night.
Let me
have
him for a weekend.
He'd already played outside.
Let me take the boy for a weekend.
You want him?
I'll skate with him. I'll skate with him and turn him into a hockey player.
That'll cure you.
Yeah.
Anyway, but we watched a Jackie Chan movie where he takes care of children. And he does all his own stunts.
That's great.
Amazing.
I'm so
happy. He's a great Chinaman.
Glad you were stimulating your brain.
It was late at night. My brain would have taken a car battery to stimulate it at that point on Friday night.
Well, that's why you went to bed early.
Can we mention, with all this news that is breaking right now, a salute? Clearly, you mentioned the troops, but their families as well. And
yes.
The families that have lost loved ones, whether it be on September 11th or after the fact. Really, as you get to my age, you really start seeing these effects of war, and not on the level of, oh, my friend is in Afghanistan, Do you start talking about, oh, a friend of a friend passed in Afghanistan? Mm-hmm. And this is all, it's really intertwined into what these wars were all about. That we wanted to show the world that we do not stand for any type of bullying or terrorism.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, as I mentioned earlier, they always said, well, if they can't get Osama, what are they going to do? And I think the president did a great job yesterday, regardless of your politics, to really come out and say, you're on notice. It doesn't matter how long.
We'll get you.
We're going to get you.
I love it. I love
this.
We
did. I mean, here's the thing. The worst terrorist attack in the history of the United States. We're going to get you. It might take a day. It might take 10 years. We got him. We got the guy. This is huge. And think
short,
for a second.
Short of bringing people back, this is the best resolution as a nation we can offer.
This is the only closure people
right,
can get.
Exactly.
And for a minute, you know what? We had some Army guys call on the radio show this morning, and they would say, it's nothing to them. It's part of the deal. I don't care if it's part of the deal. When you think of special forces and you think of the level of physical courage required to get down into an area in a helicopter, you don't know if you're going to face two guys or you're going to face 60 guys.
Right.
Excuse me, 60 guys. And that wasn't getting emotional. That was a burp.
No, I think he was getting emotional.
There's a 40-minute firefight involved in this, and then they finally get the guy. The courage they have. This is ticker tape parade time where you reward these heroes coming back. It speaks to, and everybody started to get political. As the news is digested, you're going to see this issue become more and more political. Do we get out of Afghanistan? Don't we get out of Afghanistan? We should be on heightened alert because, well, they all say we should be on heightened alert.
Well, we always have to be.
But, you know, but this is, any way you slice it, it's one of those days that we have not had in a long time where we can say, man, this is the greatest country. Look what our military is capable of. You know, they got the bad guy. They got the guy that just said, because we're Americans, we should be killed. And that's the guy they got. I'm so happy.
In looking back on it, I'm almost more pleased as an American that it took 10 years than if we had did it 9 years ago or 8 years ago. Because this proves our resolve.
Yes.
This shows them that, you know, you can run, but you literally cannot hide.
Yeah. Now, you say it shows that to them. My question, and this is the huge question for everybody, does this result in a dismantling of Al-Qaeda? Does it really work that if you cut the head off, you kill the snake? Or does this serpent sprout many heads
and continue to hurt us? It weakens the serpent.
I think it weakens the morale.
I don't know that it can stop it, and I don't know that we'll ever be able to stop terror. But it weakens it in that they had a figurehead who masterminded one of the most horrible plots ever,
right,
and then appeared to get away with
it. A demigod of sorts.
Yeah.
For them.
Yeah.
Now, guess what?
God, it was surreal.
It's a game changer because now he has not gotten away with it.
Will we also be seeing photographic evidence of this?
Absolutely.
I think we will.
Whether or not it's an actual release.
I look, there's nothing more than what we already have.
Let me break down again a little bit more about our president. And look, I've never made no bones about my politics here. But just as...
I think your politics are a little confusing, to be honest.
They are at times. I will tell you.
They're very, very middle of the road. I think they're very borderline right wing, but not quite. And then you're moderate Democrat. Then you're throwing a real lefty liberal thing there. So I've never been able to pigeonhole you.
Well, I am a really confused at times and torn because... you know, my sister and brother are both MDs, and they're on really a conservative level, but clearly because the tax situation. And on my end, I'm in a different place, and my family's very liberal. But overall, the bottom line is this. You look at the presidency, whether it's Obama or anybody else, someone that's got to make the call on Friday to say, let's get him, and then fly to Alabama, as Rob said, then go to Cape Canaveral to go see the Scrub Space Mission
and
meet with astronauts, and then do the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and the whole time, think about what you get on your phone right now.
Right.
Pick up some bananas or pick up some milk on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't forget to pick up the kids from school because they've got karate afterwards. You got to take them. All these small things in life that we take for granted that we BS about and we take that on as our, my life is over. I can't believe it. Or my girlfriend cheated me. All the BS. And you've got, I'm making it a little personal. But
I personally didn't know you needed bananas.
Yeah. You've got this man that, yes, he's got a support system, but that's what it means to be the president of the most powerful nation in the world.
And I think, especially for people like Mike and I who found out about it after it happened, one thing you got to remember and keep at least in the back of your mind, when they went in to launch this firefight, there was no guarantee he was there. They had intelligence saying, looks like he's there. And they didn't know what they were going into. This, and then there, when they make the approach, one of the helicopters breaks down.
Right.
This was not a pretty offensive.
But they did it.
But they effing pulled it off.
They did it, and it is
God,
one of those
what
days.
What a night for the president.
One of these days you could really celebrate being an American.
Yeah.
How would you like to be the dude that shot him in the head?
I don't know. You know what? I still think it comes down to you're a human being. And I think that, you know, you're a human being taking another human being's life. And I think that that would apply to Hitler, Stalin, Castro,
but
any of these
the
bad guys.
Between the beard and the hat, how can you tell?
You probably can't. And you know what? Maybe they don't even know who really did
it. That's true.
But yet again, maybe they do. I really, with great anticipation, look forward to the story of this getting more detailed and finding out how we eventually did it.
Another interesting fact, and yet really it's a view into how connected this world is. Apparently, as I was driving in, there's a guy who was tweeting the offensive, like from his neighborhood.
Right.
He was online. He'd heard the helicopters go over. He started tweeting that something is happening. Here, something's
oh, you like mean, somebody in Afghanistan, in Pakistan,
and that did not know that they were going after Osama bin Laden.
Right.
But he was. It's the first actual record of somebody outside the military talking about what's happening, not realizing. Which, by the way, I don't think is the smartest thing to do, but if you're there and you see a helicopter
well, you know,
go over,
the people of
you don't
Pakistan,
know.
The they government the of Pakistan story. Wasn't aware it was going on.
But we did.
So
get
they
a...
actually they were starting to rally the troops. But I had no idea.
But we got a tip from Pakistani intelligence, right?
That's
we don't know that.
They weren't complete. They were left in the dark on purpose.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yes, 100%.
Now, they did help along the way, but I believe that this offensive was totally on us.
I like
That's why
that.
When the president came out and talked, and then they had the follow-up reports, they said that this was not an act of war, because, by the way, you're not supposed to go in other people's countries without letting them know and enter their airspace.
Here's exactly what he said about Pakistan last night.
Over the years, I've repeatedly made clear that we would take action within Pakistan if we knew where bin Laden was. That is what we've done. But it's important to note that our counterterrorism cooperation with Pakistan helped lead us to bin Laden and the compound where he was hiding. Indeed, bin Laden had declared war against Pakistan as well, and ordered attacks against the Pakistani people.
Well, that tells me that he had worked with Pakistan.
That's political, but the reality behind
it. He says it without really saying it, though.
So the reality is they didn't give us any help.
No, we didn't give them any notice because they thought that they basically had moles in their government.
Yeah. Right.
And every time we would go after these guys, and it's well documented, that all of a sudden when they're launching these drones, that they leave. They leave like right before they get there.
That's horrible.
I found CNN.com. Yes. They have some of the tweets from this neighbor who was there.
Osama's neighbor.
Yeah, and he says the
Thorny.
They say the first tweet
Flanders.
Says,
heard you bought a snowblower when it stopped snowing.
Baby.
It's Dr. Jerry Helper. He's a dentist.
Hotly, hidey, hi.
They said the first tweet came a little after 4 p.m. Eastern time, and he says a helicopter hovering above at 1 a.m., I guess, their time. And then he goes on, he says, go away, helicopter, before I take out my giant swatter. Then he says, later on, he says,
he's a Pakistani comedian.
Yes.
He says, this giant swatter.
He's
Mike.
An IT guy.
Watch out for my
surprise,
swatter.
Surprise.
Well, he's a funny IT guy, I tell you that.
Huge window shaking bang here. I hope it's not the start of something nasty. So he was literally doing it play by play as he experienced it.
Well, that's the way it went down. And of course, more details will come out. Yeah. But the fact is,
where is my giant swatter?
They got him.
Yay!
Yes. They
Before
did.
We go to break here, just one question.
Yes.
You want to address any of that radio stuff that's going on with your radio partner? Or are you allowed to do that?
I will tell you, I know as much as I'm supposed to know.
Okay.
And that's it. And so, that's not much.
Just for those of you that are wondering, on the Bigo and Duke show that Oscar does with Chad Dukes. Chad Dukes has been suspended by
CBS should be,
radio.
From what I know, from what I get, is that he should be back today.
Okay, good.
So, I know when CBS came in to suspend him, one of the helicopters failed. But they found him in a compound.
He had some time off. You know how sometimes I've actually, right. Oh my God, how many times have we been suspended? Have you ever been suspended?
Yes.
I know that.
Really?
That.
Yes, I have.
Really?
Yeah.
What a weird feeling, right?
It's back to, I got, now, Don didn't get suspended. I got suspended for sending our producer at the time, Rob, some tweets about Don.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. Hmm.
Let's not go there.
Okay, I won't.
But I will tell you.
It was amazing. It was before Twitter had been invented.
I will tell you
right
that.
Right on the forefront of technology.
Being on all ends, yes. That it is the weirdest time as a broadcaster.
Right.
And it is tough. And I got to tell you, I got to also mention the fact that, you know, as far as Chad's concerned and Drab's concerned, they're both great talents. And regardless of whatever happened, which I think clearly it's going to be fine just today, everything will go back to normal.
Right.
You know, when you're a great talent, you land on your feet.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. I have no idea what he just said. You know something? You're pretty good. But sometimes even the great spin doctor can't spin it that way.
All I know is that when he said great talent, I tuned out because I knew it didn't apply to me.
But I'm
that's
honor,
not my place.
I'm
going to
honor your relationship
yes,
there, and I'm not going to go there. Yes. I'm not. You choose not to go there. I can accept that. Mm-hmm. That's fine. It's going to be an interesting show today. They have though. We'll be right back. Ryan Adams. Is that Brian Allen?
It is. Run to you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Is this time for this right now?
Sure.
That sponsor?
Yeah. You
is
can
that right?
That one. Yeah.
We can do that one?
Yeah, you did the
Am I
vault
doing the right,
one before.
The
you're
right art, Mike's, Rob's audio vault.
Mike's yes. favorite answer to anything. Sure.
You're
sure.
good. well, yeah.
Time for the audio vault. Brought to you by Dr. Bruce Friedman. Right now, Dr.
You know.
Friedman's offering breast augmentation for just $49.90. I want breasts for that.
No.
That's a savings of over $1,000.
We'll get them for you in a to-go cup, Mike.
And guys, turn those man boobs into pecs. Have someone you know call Dr. Friedman's office today. You'll find his number by clicking his ad on our website. Time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault. Let's open it up and see what we got today.
What we have first is, Mike, a story I must read you, and it comes from one of those flimsy internet rumor mills, so it might not be true. It's called
yes.
the Wall Street Journal.
Very good.
This posted yesterday. I don't think they're going to get to it because they've got other fish to fry at NBC News.
Okay.
But the headline reads, NBC to announce Ann Curry will replace Meredith Vieira.
Now that's the news.
Pass this to Mr. O'Mara, won't you?
How's that possible?
No. It's so bad. You know, it's enough, Mike. It's enough to make me jump to ABC.
I'm gone. I'm leaving the Today Show. I'll never watch it.
I don't know.
Again.
I like
Even
Matt
though
a lot.
I never watch it because I'm on the air then.
Matt.
I can't believe that. Wow.
And it puts Morales in the news desk.
Oh, my God.
I'd like to see that.
Well,
yes.
You can, yeah.
The rumored musical chairs expected to become official Monday.
Of course, they won't be able to announce it today because of what, in light of what happened.
Well, and Curry will replace Meredith Vieira. The move, which was expected, marks a big break for Ms. Curry.
Why did
a longtime Today News anchor, people familiar with the matter, say Ms. Curry has long waited for, of course she has.
Licking her chops.
And been groomed for the job.
All over, Mike.
NBC also announced that Natalie Morales.
Of course.
Bring all the talent right to the God. Broadcasting's a weird biz. You know, if you're milquetoast and you don't ruffle any feathers.
If you have no breasts.
If you don't bring anything to the table, you get moved along. The show's news correspondent, she'll be there.
Meredith.
That show got a lot duller.
What they're
in
saying
many
is that
ways.
Meredith is not liking the hours. Of course, there are murderous hours, and also wants to spend more time with her husband,
wow.
who has, I believe, MS.
Oh wow!
But
hey, family's family.
She is still my favorite broadcaster, and I will truly miss her.
Well,
she's
I like
great.
Lauer on that show, and I like some of the other things they do. But that is very, very sad. All right,
just ruined
we opened
your
up
day.
The. It did. It wrecked my day.
Yeah,
that was. That countered the good news about Osama bin Laden that Ann Curry got a promotion.
Well, you know what? Maybe she can do something to bungle it in this
right.
great news cycle.
Let's
okay.
see.
Just because we killed Osama bin Laden doesn't mean there aren't still stupid broadcasters on television, Mike. How about the way that classy news hound for Fox Television, John Scott, opened his broadcast when he was going to report about the death of Osama?
The day that Osama bin Laden's life...
Let me start it over because okay. I'll lose something if I don't.
May 1st, the day that Osama bin Laden's life came to an end, and the day that he found out that the story about the 72 virgins waiting for him on the other side was bunk.
Wow. Is that Fox News Channel?
Yes.
What a... What? Really, are you trying to incite? So you make
Got better stuff from Fox. This is from Fox News Radio. Mike, do you remember your favorite news? Your buddy, Sal Giangrasso.
Yeah, my buddy.
Your buddy.
Yeah. I can't wait. Oh, hey, watch out. Hey, put that on a piece of bread.
I think there's 72 virgins in my throat.
Sounds like Osama at the bottom of the ocean.
See if you can count the number of errors in this report from Fox News Radio from last night's overnight. All right. Okay?
The flash headline that we have this evening is that the Al-Qaeda leader, Osama bin Laden, is dead. U.S. authorities have his body. Obama killed a week ago by a U.S. bomb.
A week ago.
Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Not only did he say the president was dead, he said he was killed last week.
You know this.
Yeah.
Yes. One of the reasons I like both of you guys is because of this, okay? You're not Johnny Broadcaster, okay? Listen to the guy. He punts the facts of the story, but you know what he is right on? Fair and balanced, because that's what he really loves and cares about.
You want it one more time?
Yeah.
The flash headline that we have this evening is that the Al-Qaeda leader, Osama bin Laden, is dead. U.S. authorities have his body. Obama killed a week ago by a U.S. bomb.
Bomb. And then he says, Fox News, fair and balanced, because that's what he really
cares
about.
I'm not sure why all of these missteps seem to come from that one channel. But,
I have no idea.
This is Fox 5 in San Diego.
Oh, wow.
Check out this anchor who has his big moment in the sun last night.
President Obama speaking from the East Room of the White House, telling the nation and the world President Obama is in fact dead.
Oh, God.
It was a U.S.-led strategic, I'm sorry, Osama bin Laden is dead, a strategic op.
And the one thing that's great about that, it's not just saying Obama instead of Osama. He says President Obama.
San Francisco is market 4, I think. I mean, that is a huge market.
Yeah. It is.
You can't say that.
They're idiots.
And the last one I have is a guy you may have heard of, Geraldo Rivera.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, he misspeaks too last night. And now he's also working for the Fox News channel. Mike, fair and balanced.
Ladies and gentlemen, if Obama's dead, I don't care. What did I say?
What?
Osama bin Laden is dead. I don't care how he died.
There you go.
It is a difficult mistake to make. It's an easy mistake to make.
But the worst one is the guy who said President Obama is dead.
It's like President Osama Obama Dama Dama Rama Rama Rama. That's why people like names like, you know, with the Red Sox. You know, people like stupid one syllable names because we don't like to memorize
or
a lot
two
of
syllables,
stuff.
Like Hitler.
Right.
Now
come on.
They were all pleased to renounce he was dead. And no one called him Roosevelt.
Like, you're really exasperated.
Well, because what you don't know is that the background to this is all weekend long I've been going through my messages, and one of my messages is all Rob mobbed out. From a guy that basically has a chess set that has...
Oh, by the way, I got that too. Guy, I'll pass. Appreciate it, but I'll pass.
It's a Nazi chess set where you can actually play chess, and if Rob wanted to play chess with him at some time.
Yeah, it's Roosevelt is the king for the one side, and Hitler is the king
There's
for
a
the
guy
other
that
side.
Sent me some animation for like t-shirts and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, I saw those. That David Hooker, I think, is his name.
I hope you got that right. Yeah. And that I say yes to a thousand times.
Oh,
yes.
God, his pirate-styled logos for the show are gorgeous.
As a matter of fact, one of the things I want to discuss today...
Gorgeous.
I might as well just put it out there because I'm at a dead end.
Okay.
Fine. Right?
But I want everybody to just sort of keep it in their pants on this. But I'm thinking very seriously of starting my own motorcycle club.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of show-related. But here's the thing. Why are you laughing?
It's going to be
great.
Why
are you laughing?
It's going to be great.
Why are you laughing?
I don't like motorcycles.
I know you don't.
Say anyway. It. Go ahead and say whatever you want. It's a great day for America.
Yeah, you pussy. Anyway, what I was going to say is I need a great name. Mm-hmm. You know, you have Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
You know, you have Hell's Angels. The Renegade Pigs. Yes.
The Terrific Guys.
I want you to keep your big balloon head out of this, okay, Cat? All right? You understand me? Why don't you and Tab just go rolling some dough?
Leave him out of it. He
somewhere.
Really doesn't have anything
you know,
to do
just
with it.
Go ahead.
As a matter of fact,
you and your friend Pat can go.
Who is scared to death
if
to
you don't
see
go,
you at the Duff because he thinks you hate him.
I don't hate him.
I keep telling him this.
I love Pat and I love Tab.
That's
I like
right.
to,
you
I
love
like
all people with one syllable.
I love Pat and Tab and Trip and Dot and Matt and Zip and all those guys. What I want to do, though, is I'd like to have
a cool name. Sure.
Like a cool. Yes. I won't mm-hmm. do this. Unless we can get something
Got
that
it.
Would look cool.
Got it.
Right. No, you don't. No, you don't. Your face is bright red.
Yeah.
You're going to say something silly. Yeah,
this is good.
Go ahead.
But it has to do with
gotta,
get
do ready, America.
Spelling.
All right.
Charlie Davidson. With a Y.
Now this
idiot.
Now this may go.
You are such a
this
total
may go
idiot.
Wrong, and people may think that maybe you live a different.
They're not going to take it seriously.
No, they will.
Now he's making me laugh.
No, they will. They'll take it seriously.
I don't want it.
It'll
seriously.
Be great.
But no, I don't want it funny. I want it clever.
Mm-hmm.
Is that,
what,
does that
what
make
about
sense? Clever.
This?
Just shut up.
Yeah. Now all motorcycle clubs are clever. They're built on cleverness.
Screw you.
Now the membership may
dazzling word work puns
may skew a little bit. To a certain proclivity, but you could call yourselves the S-A-D's.
No, I don't want the S-A-D's.
He wants clever.
I don't want the I want clever. So that's all I'm going to say on it. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow, all right?
Okay, sorry.
We got to wrap this up. Go ahead. What
Mike's
do you have in your
bikes.
Audio? It, Mike, stop it.
Mike Spikes.
Just stop it. A-holes.
Open okay. on Sundays.
Oh, now they're on me. That's it. Now it's just the three of us, and they're on me. Thank God we're at the end of the program.
Now, if I don't own a motorcycle, can I still wear a helmet and
just,
come to the meetings?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Do you want to hear anything?
You have
the
to
course?
Buy the jacket.
I will, as a matter of fact. Do they come in the larger sizes?
Look how he lies. It's really, that's a tell for the police, too. When the eyebrows go almost up to the hairline.
Yeah.
Well, I will.
Well, Mike, they can no longer.
I can't afford the jacket right now because I spent most of my money this week on beer. But I'm going to not drink for a week, and then I'm going to buy the jacket then.
Mike, I wish that my eyebrows could hit my hairline anymore.
Yeah.
Ow, that hurts. Give us something in the audio vault to wrap up with, damn
okay,
it.
Well, then I don't want to go with
give us something in the audio vault to wrap up with, boy.
Then let us not go to the correspondence dinner, because I think most of the people have heard that. I want to close with the most hot breaking piece of news that is not to do with the president. I think a lot of you saw this on Friday. A man dressed in a cow suit walked into Walmart in West Virginia and stole milk. Okay.
I've never heard about this either.
Now you would think that's enough. That's
right.
enough to go out on. But
it's
I want
for
you
me.
To
I'm
hear.
I'm laughing right now.
I want you to hear the way they covered the story in Garrisonville, West Virginia.
Very good.
Finally, I think it might be okay that we have Tom Kierine because we found a broadcaster who's not even that good.
Okay.
Let's go to Garrisonville, West Virginia, with the tape.
10:30 p.m. Stafford County, Walmart. A man dressed as a cow goes crawling in on all fours and then heads to the milk department.
Stop. You got to stop. Is he trying to do his Pat Collins impression?
He sounds just like him.
Start at the beginning. This guy's trying to be Pat Collins.
I don't know. Would he know Pat Collins?
He might.
All
listen
right.
to this.
10:30 p.m. Stafford County, Walmart. A man dressed as a cow goes crawling in on all fours and then heads to the milk department.
Hey, don't go trying to milk this story, Pat.
Well, I sort of have to. You see, inside the store, that cow commandeers a cart and loads it with not one, not two, but 26 gallons of good old vitamin D, then pushes the cart out of the store and starts to give the milk away.
You would think this is just a bunch of baloney.
A security guard sees what's going on. He yells at the cow, and the cow makes a quick hoof away.
I think Walmart needs to beef up its security.
A 911 call to police.
Do you know what kind of cow it was?
Actually, I haven't seen the cow outfit, so I don't know if we're talking Angus here, Holstein, or what.
But it was a cow.
Yes, sir.
Just when you think you heard everything.
A short time later, that cow, out of costume, arrested at a McDonald's across the street.
So they caught the cow, Mike. And before we go, I actually have a
that
brief
awesome.
Statement from the guy in the cow suit.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold, and you're listening to the Rob Spiewak Show on 1630, the mighty KCJJ.
That is your magic audio ball right there.
And that is our show for today. Hey, congratulations. to the special forces and the United States military, our federal government, and all the intelligence services that were responsible for taking care of Osama bin Laden, the worst terrorist in the history of mankind. And he's dead if you just tuned in.
Really?
Anyway, our show today was brought to you by Pro Flowers. Don't forget, your mom likes the thoughtful you. Get her some flowers from Pro Flowers. Just $19.99 gets you a beautiful vase, a lovely arrangement, and other specials. Check them out at Pro Flowers. And all you have to do is click their ad on our website. We would appreciate you doing that. And we'll have another allergy day tomorrow.
Yay!
We'll be back with more fun and more thrills. God bless America, and have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye, Eric.